813 at WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
Joining us on the line this morning is Brandy Shaw, plant manager of Tyson Foods in Amherst. Good morning, Brandy. How are you?
Oh, good morning. I'm fantastic.
Thanks for joining us this morning. A lot of people maybe don't even know Tyson's Foods right here in Lorain County. They may see him off the highway and wonder what's going on in that building there. I know we had news a couple weeks ago where they have a hiring event looking for workers as well like that. How well did that go for you?
Oh, the hiring event was a great success. We had over 200 individuals come to sign up for our openings. So we're still working through those applicants and still have about 150 openings that we're looking to fill. But overall, it was a great success from the community.
I know that one of our county executives, Rob, went on a bit of a tour there. It's always interesting to see kind of different types of plants and what's happening there, the tours. But he did bring back and I don't want to say a rubber chicken. That's the wrong connotation on this. This is one of those, it's a Tyson chicken. It's kind of like one of those little stress squeezing things that I have on my desk over there. But if you could tell us a little insight into what kind of things come out of that plant, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. I know a lot of people hear Tyson Foods and the first thing they think of is chicken, but we are actually a sandwich assembly facility. So Tyson Amherst produces mostly breakfast sandwiches, and we're also the only facility in the country that produces the Jimmy Dean breakfast burrito. So a lot of things that you'll see in your local grocery stores or a lot of the sandwiches you actually purchase from the local gas stations or convenience stores.
Wow, that's great. How long have you been the plant manager over there?
You know, I've been at the facility for about 8 years. And I've been a plant manager for about two, so it's been just a really great opportunity to learn more about the company and more about how to partner with the community, so it's been a great time.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. There's a food donation event that you have coming up on August 14th. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're really excited to share this with the community. On August 14th, Tyson Foods and several of our team members here volunteering to handing out 1,200 cases of proteins at the Amherst Junior High School. And the proteins are going to include a number of really fantastic Tyson brands, like the Wright brand bacon, Jimmy Dean sausage, and also the Hillshire Farms lunch meat. So just really great proteins that will be handed out. Like I said, it's about 1,200 cases, and we should have a pretty big group of volunteers working now to pack those cases. So hopefully get a lot of community coming up and taking that opportunity.
Brandy, could you talk a little bit more about the company's and your facility's commitment to the community?
Absolutely. You know, Tyson Foods' purpose is really we want to raise the expectation of what food can do, and then it's going to start with sustainably feeding the world. We really want to utilize our company's resources, you know, not only to make sure we're a great employee for our team members, but to make sure that we're a really good partner for our community. And that's really what we're doing by addressing food insecurity across the country. This particular donation event's going to be upwards of about 25,000 pounds of food that we're going to be handing out over at Amherst Junior High School. But in the last year, Tyson's actually donated more than 120 million meals across the country, over 30 million pounds of protein that's been, you know, donated to address food insecurities.
Wow, that's great. As the plant manager, what kind of output do you have for coming in and going out? I mean, there's probably trucks coming in and going out all the time.
There is. We actually produce just about 2.5 million sandwiches a week. So we feed a lot of the nation, and it's exciting for us to be able to partner with the community to help address, you know, those that are in need.
That's great. Well, anything else that people want to find out more about what's going on with you at Tyson Foods or how they can find out about some of the great stuff that you have there?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, even if individuals just want to come out to the donation event, we're going to have Tyson volunteers on site. Just letting people know about what we do at Tyson, some of the job opportunities that are there as well. Just answering any questions that anybody might have about our facility and other ways that we're partnering the community.
Sounds great. Brandy, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for getting a little bit of your Monday started with us. Appreciate it.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Brandy Shaw joining us this morning, plant manager of Tyson Foods in Amherst, here to talk about some of the things that they have involved. You see my chicken that I have here, Craig? I don't know.
Very nice.
Did you know I had this? Rob, here's what happened. Rob went on one of the tours, and, you know, there's always kind of
tchotchkes.
Well, okay.
Would this be a tchotchke chicken?
I was going to go with the swag. I guess maybe
swag.
The swag is more
That's
clothing.
A more in term.
Well, just right. Tchotchke seems like some, you know, thing. Right. Anyway, it's sort of some branding things.
Uh-huh.
Now that I think about it, we have our Lorain County Fair coming up. We got to kind of figure out what we might be handing out. But they were handing out sort of like a little, the squeeze, it's like a little Tyson chicken. It looks like a real chicken. It's a chicken, not a, see, it's not a rubber chicken. That's a whole, if Les was here, he could tell you, because Les was the first guy that introduced me to the rubber chicken.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But this is just sort of the, it's like a little chicken, you know, and it has like a, it looks like a traditional chicken.
You know, maybe it's, we should work with
it's
Tyson.
A foam chicken. It's like a, you know, it's kind of like the stress things you have. You know,
oh,
the,
yeah, sure,
I
of course.
I have one that's you know, shaped like a, you know, a baseball or a basketball, I think from the Cavaliers or something.
Mm-hmm.
So Rob, when he was coming back and he had gotten this, he knew exactly where to take it and who to give it to here at the radio station. He says, here, I think this will go with you, go well with your other things there. And he kind of had that sort of other things that
right.
I have.
Your desk area is kind of like an amusement park of sorts.
Well, I was even cleaning things up, but other people saw space and thought, hey, would you like a giant Elmo Pez dispenser? And I'm thinking, I just took home my Snoopy, giant Snoopy Pez dispenser, and now I have an Elmo Pez dispenser that plays the theme to the theme to Sesame Street.
Here's my big idea.
For a Monday, this is kind of dangerous, you know, other than that Johann Michael Bach thing you came up with earlier today.
We'll play that later again. You want to give me a little drum roll?
I can only give you one drum.
You got that handy?
Yes. Right. Well, go ahead. Don't you have to... Ladies and gentlemen, Craig's big eye.
Yeah, see.
Monday.
I wait till the end because that thing is really loud. We need to team up with Tyson to get a couple thousand of those little chickens. We have their logo on one side, our logo on another, and we toss them out to people going by our booth at the Lorain County Fair.
Well, their logo is on the chest. Apparently, you want ours is on the other end. Is that where you want our logo?
Sure, put it on the butt.
Yeah, sure. 819. Here's a lady with a better idea.